Finnegan's Wake by James Joyce. Read by Stephen Hawking. River run, past Eve and Adams, from swerve of shore to bend of bay, brings us by a commodious vicus of recirculation back to Howth Castle and environs. Sir Tristram, viler damors, frover the short sea, had passant Corri arrived from North Armorica on this side the scraggy isthmus of Europe Minor, to wilder fight his peninsulate war. Nor had Topsawyer's rocks by the stream Acony exaggerated themselves to Lorne's County's gorgios while they went Dublin near Mumper all the time. Nor a voice from a fire bellowsed Misha Misha to Tof Tof thou art Petrick, not yet, though venison after, had a kid's cat but ended a bland old Isaac. Not yet, though all's fair in Venice, where so Sester's wrath with two and Nathan Joe. Rob a peck of Pa's malt at Gem or Shen brewed by Arclight, and Rory end to the Regan brow was to be seen ringsome on the aqua face. The fall, the Babado character Caminaran Conbrontanaran Tunth and Traveraun on Scontu who hoarded Nanther Nook. Of a once wall straight old par, is retail girly in bed and later on life, down through all Christian minstrelsy. The great fall of the off-wall entailed at such short notice the pfft-scoot of Finnegan, Earth's solid man, that the humpty hill head of himself promptly sends an unquiring one, well to the west, in quest of his tumpty tumtos. And their upturn pike point and places at the knockout in the park, where oranges have been laid to rust upon the green, since Devlin's first loved Livy. What clashes here of wills gan wants, oystrigods gagging fishigods? Brekkik kekkik kekkik kekkik, ko-ok ko-ok ko-ok, ooh-a-loo ooh-a-loo ooh-a-loo, qua-o-wa, where the Babillary's partisans are still out to math master Malachus McRaines, and the Verdun's catapulting the comipolistics out of the white voice of Hoodie Head. A siege it sent boomeringstrums, sods brood, be me fear. St. Glorians, save. Arms appeal with larms, appalling. Kill kill killy, a toll, a toll. What chance cutleys, what cashels aired and ventilated. What beady me to loves induced by what to god absolvers. What true feeling for theirs hair with what strong voice of false Jacob? Oh, hear, hear, how Hoth's proud met the dusk the father of fornicationists, but, oh my shining stars and body! How hath fain spanned most high heaven the sky sign of soft advertisement? But was is? Issuit? Here were sewers. The oaks of old, now they lie in peat, yet elms leap where asks lay. Fall if you but will, rise you must. And none so soon either shall the farce for the nonce come to a set-down secular finish. Big Mr. Finnegan, of the stuttering hand, freeman's moorer, lived in the broadest way imaginable, in his rush lit too far back for meshuages, before Joshuan judges had given us numbers or Helviticus commuted Deuteronomy. One yeasty day he sternly strucks his teeth in a tub for to watch the future of his fates. But ere he swiftly stook it out again, by the might of Moses, the very water was evaporated, and all the Guinnesses had met their exodus. So that ought to show you what a pension juicy chap he was, and during mighty odd years, this man of hod cement and edifices, in Topers Thorpe piled building supra building pon the banks for the livers by the sowing so. He had a little fifey, aniac the little creature. Wither hair in hands, tuck up your part in her. Oft while Balbulus, mither ahead, with goodly trowel in grasp, and I've roiled overalls, which he habitacularly fancied, like hair on Childeric Gebirth he would calliculate, by Modi Pulley couples the altitude and magnitude, until he seesaw, by neat lag of the liquor, where it when twas born, his round head staple of other days, to rise in undress masonry upstand it joy granite, a wall worth of a skyscape of most eiffel hoith and torrey, originating from next to nothing and celescalating the Himmels and all, higher architectitiptitoploftical, with a burning bush abop off its bauble top, and with Lyrons O'Toole's glittering up, and tumbles a bucket's clattering down. Oh, I give up. Stacy, hit stop on the machine, and let's go get wicked drunk.